Pete Alonso smokes one 410 feet down the line in a tied seventh, and baseball still cannot tell me if it was fair.
Wait, what?
Call stands. Insufficient conclusive evidence. In August, in a wildcard race.
That is embarrassing.
Embarrassing is soft.
Today we hit the foul pole farce, A.J. Brown admitting total radio silence with Jalen Hurts since the June trade, and the NHL finally building Europe around Draisaitl and Paterka going home.
Start with Camden. Bat flip starts. Orioles dugout rises. Well, little waves foul. New York sits on it forever and comes back with the coward exit.
Scoffs, call stands.
Alonso steps back in and strikes out. Yankees load the bases in the eighth on a walk and two hit by pitches, scratch two, leave with a 5-3 win.
Baltimore falls to 61-66.
Game and a half out of the third AL wildcard spot, staring at the same iPads that already track the baseball.
I hear you, but Fairfall has always been a human I test on a spinning white rock.
Not when you sell Statcast as gospel and still shrug on a potential 30th homer.
He already went deep earlier.
423 feet. His 29th. The disputed one left at 107.1. If it is fair, Orioles lead.
So chip the poles.
Yes.
Or why are the foul pole like it is not 1985? Two angles or bust is a scam when the league owns the cameras.
That replay center sentence is the whole problem wearing a suit. Casual fan question, and do not laugh at me. Why can my phone track a package across three states, and MLB cannot track a baseball past a yellow stick?
Because the manual still treats inconclusive as sacred, and nobody wants to eat an overturn on a pennant night without a perfect look.
That is not a standard. That is a shrug.
I will give you the product failure. I will not give you that every bang bang fair foul needs a robot funeral for the umps.
I am not burying Will Little. I am burying the process that left a tied game hanging on vibes.
Vibes and a bat flip.
Exactly.
Orioles had every right to boil. Yankees walked out cleaner than they deserved on that swing.
And we will still get the same gray language next month unless someone wires the poll.
Put a sensor on it. Move on.
Thank you.
Fine. Moving on before you propose lasers.
A.J. Brown stood in Foxborough and said the quiet part with a straight face. He has not talked to Jalen Hurts since the trade. Not a text. Not a call.
Since June.
These two shared a huddle, a Lombardi, and Hurts is godfather to Brown's daughter. Now the best they can muster is the word love on a loop.
Huh.
I said that thing was fraying in that turbulent 2025 season. Nobody wanted it then. They want soap now. They get silence.
Silence is not always a crime scene, R.Y.
It is when the press conference is seven catches and a lecture about reporting something positive.
Laughs, he did catch all seven.
And still managed the narrative in the same breath, he told the truth. Philly, y'all are tough. It is love. None of that stuff matters.
That is not closure.
That is a witness dodging while the jury is still seated.
I hear you, but grown men process a franchise divorce on different clocks. Not every Godfather bond survives a trade clean.
Then say that. Do not hide behind love. Always, honestly, guys.
Hurts went soft version 2. Same crutch word.
Because the era ended uglier than the highlight packages sold.
Or because neither man owes us a therapy session on a Wednesday in Foxborough.
They owed each other a text.
Maybe.
No, maybe. You do not go from Super Bowl rooms to zero contact and call it tidy.
I will concede the optics are ice cold. I will not write a eulogy for a friendship I never sat inside.
Fair. Still feels like the real presser was the silence.
And the seven catches were the football.
Which is supposed to be the point, and somehow is not.
Exhales. Curveball before we get soft.
The NHL finally stopped mailing in Europe. Draisaitl drags the Oilers to Cologne. Paterka drags the Bruins to Munich. Real homecomings, not cathedral postcards.
Says who?
Marty Walsh, for one. He said the global series brings two of the NHL's best back in front of hometown fans. That sentence is the business plan.
For regular season games in 2027-28.
First NHL regular season hockey either city has ever hosted. Munich at SAP Garden. Cologne at Lanxess Arena.
Opponents still locked in a vault.
Do not care. The product is who walks out for warm-ups where they grew up.
I hear the pulse talk, but without dates and matchups, it still smells like a brochure with better names.
Dreisaitl is the German success story. First German to 1,000 NHL points, highest scoring German ever, and they built the calendar around that gravity.
Paterka is the other hook.
Two needles, two buildings, multi-year commitment. That beats another neutral site jersey sale.
I will take hometown stakes over tourism. I will believe the pulse when the vault opens.
Skeptic tax noted.
Always.
Still the first European slate that felt like it had a heartbeat instead of a
marketing deck.
Yes, exactly that.
Size, ledger time before you book flights to Cologne.
Yesterday I took LAD over COL, and they closed at 6-4. Cash.
I took PHI over MIA and got the 4-1. Also cash.
Both hit.
Both hit.
I will still gloat. That Dodgers script felt clean from the first pitch, and I wrote it.
My excuse is I do not need one. Phillies at home was the sober read, and it paid.
Running it back, I am 17-5.
14-8. You are loud and lucky.
Loud and correct. Fresh pick. Give me NYY over BL.
Give me SEA over MIL.
Yankees in that same building after the foul mess? I am leaning into the chaos.
Seattle's the cleaner side on paper for me. Tomorrow we settle more than feelings.
That's the rundown. Same time tomorrow. Bring your takes.